This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. The first medical marijuana harvest took place in Akron this week, with elected officials and the media touring the 43,000-square-foot facility to take in the ceremonial cutting of the first bud. As you walk in the front door of the cultivation facility, there's no mistaking where you are.
You can smell it all the way up the street.
That's Congressman Tim Ryan. He joins officials from Akron and Summit County, along with the media, in stepping into bright white protective suits. Zip-up onesies help keep outside contaminants at bay in Akron's only medical marijuana cultivation lab. Crop director Adrian Alvarez leads us down a long hallway into what's called the mother room.
We take very stringent measures to keep the medicine clean and the plants clean here. All the employees shower. We have clean laundered uniforms.
It looks like what you think a room full of pot plants should look like. About 120 plants stretch out in rows throughout the basketball court-sized room.
We have a lot of probably the most popular strain in the world. It's called OG Kush, and a few different cultivars of it.
A cultivar is a particular strain of plant.
Cultivar count in this room is around 35.
Alvarez says these plants are called mothers. Pieces of them are snipped and planted in an adjacent lab to grow the marijuana flower. It's this flower, also referred to as the bud, that will be harvested. The whole transplant process is called cloning.
We can take about 16,000 clones out of this room if we needed to. Right now we don't have that capacity, but every 2 weeks I take about 2,000 clones off.
Privately owned ATCPC of Ohio is licensed as a level 1 cultivator, allowing it to grow up to 25,000 square feet of plants. Level 2 cultivators are limited to 3,000 square feet. Alvarez says it takes about 15 weeks from clone to harvest to get the medical cannabis ready. The first harvest should yield about 200 pounds. One of the state's licensed testing labs will inspect the product before it's packaged. Then it will be sent to one of several dispensaries around the state. The story of medical marijuana in Ohio goes back to September 2016, when the state legislature approved the basic framework for the program, with a target start date 2 years later. The state missed that deadline. Instead, medical marijuana cardholders had to wait until this month to start buying marijuana flower products. No medical marijuana processors are yet approved to sell other products like edibles, oils, or lotions. Standing near a very large pot plant, Congressman Tim Ryan says people in Ohio want medical marijuana.
This is a plant that has multiple benefits. We're learning more and more as things go. The techniques that are used to grow specific plants for specific conditions, whether it's, you know, IBS or Parkinson's or AIDS or cancer, why wouldn't we want to give patients an opportunity to feel better? And that's what this is all about.
He thinks the program could help stem the opioid crisis here in Ohio.
The answer in America today is just give them more pills. You know, just give them these really strong pills that people end up getting addicted to. And what we're saying here, there are other opportunities like medical marijuana that people in Ohio support that we should be exploring at all levels, and that includes in the recovery process from opiates.
The cultivation facility is housed in what used to be an Akron Water Department building. Akron Mayor Dan Horgan says the company turned a nondescript city building into a venture that's created around 30 jobs.
You know, it turned it into from a service garage to a kind of a high-tech agricultural platform. There's a lot of science behind that.
Science that will ultimately help the facility produce hundreds of pounds of medical-grade cannabis with each and every harvest. And as the tour comes to an end with the ceremonial clipping of a marijuana flower, we take off our white onesies and head out the door, faintly smelling of Akron's newest crop. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.